William Morrow and Harper Audio present After the Hurricane, a novel by Leah Frankie, performed by Frankie Corzo. Four and Two, My Father. Oh, disappeared one, how I grafted my soul in the blue to find you. And thus, crazy, gazing upwards, boiling my eyes in the reddest light to attain you. How I followed the fleeing of my most avid emotion through the hospitable twilight golds. Until one morning, one night, one evening, I was left like a curled up dove, and I found my eyes through your blood. Julia de Burgos, excerpt from Poem Detained in a Daybreak. From Song of the Simple Truth, Willa Mantic, Curbstone Press, 1995, page 59, first edition, January 1997, reprinted 2001, reprinted 2008, translation copyright 1996 by Jack Agüeros, all rights reserved. 1. I think you need to get some help. Elena has been practicing these simple words for almost a year when she says them to her father, over lunch, peering through the beer bottles on the table, all his, to look into his eyes. These words are so simple, so stupid, that they feel impossible coming out of her mouth. They feel like something from a television show. In fact, she thinks she might remember them from a very special episode of Saved by the Bell. And yet, they are all she has, all she can offer him, and she hopes they will be enough. They are not. All she sees looking back at her on her father's face is confusion, willful and broad. She wants to remember him as he used to be when she was very small, so present and alert that it hurt her eyes to look at him. But it has been years since she saw him like that. She would like to cry. That hot, hard feeling haunts the back of her throat, and her face prickles. Help with what? Her father asks her. He is smiling. She never knows how he will react to anything. Sometimes he becomes angry, and sometimes the same thing will make him laugh for long minutes until he coughs, a deep, dragging smoker's cough. She is pleading with him, begging him to change, to give her the thing she wants, himself, just himself, but sane, sober, the way he was until a few years ago. She is asking him to stop crumbling away. She is asking him to stay, although the way he is now is less than what he once had been. She wants to halt the decay. Why does he not see himself disappearing? And he smiles. Help with your problems. He waves at the air like a cat batting at a moth. Problems? What problems? You've been talking to your mother, haven't you? She just worries. She's got that anxiety thing. Now, enough. You tell me about something. Tell me about your job, he demands, taking a deep sip of his beer. They are at a Korean restaurant on St. Mark's Place in Manhattan, and it is 1 p.m. on a Tuesday, and he has been drinking deeply. I'm just working at the university library, Papi, she reminds him. He looks confused for a moment, and then nods, vigorously, covering up the evidence of his memory lapse. Tell me about classes. Elena is in graduate school at NYU, getting her master's in history. She is writing her thesis about the way cotton production in South America changed the fashion industry in the United States and the lives of garment workers in New York City. She is working with professors from Stern for the economics, and students from NYU's costume studies program for the fashion. She has sent her father article after article about her research.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?